This is Michael Patrick Leahy. It is 7:33 a.m. We are broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. We are delighted to have in our studio good friend, all-star panelist, Roger Simon, my former boss at PJTV, Academy Award-nominated screenwriter, and a guy who, like me, loves the great state of Tennessee.
I do.
It's hard not to love Tennessee.
Yeah.
And the people and the culture and the no state income tax.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, by the way, how fun is it not to have to file a state income tax return?
Well, you know, I've almost been here 4 years now, so I've forgotten about what was that?
Yeah, what was that? And by the way, Roger, you're not gonna do this, but you know, you actually do not fit the definition of carpetbagger. Right? Because you've been here for more than 3 years.
Well, yes.
You've been a resident here for more than 3 years.
Yeah. No, should I run for office then?
I think you would actually, you know, you would improve the field if you did.
Well, I'll give you, what's the whole if elected, I will not serve. I won't even
Sherman-esque.
Yes. But, I will stick to being a pundit because
it's easier and more fun.
It's easier, and I can pretend I didn't say it. Oh, that was a long time ago.
By the way, anyway. Though, just so you said, we'll get to your experience at the state legislature in a bit. But you know, you're so right. If you start to run, you got to look at this. If you want to run for public office, and you're representing people in a district, your time is really not your own. You have a duty to respond to every single constituent in that district.
Absolutely.
That's a lot. That's hard.
Hard work.
It's
also
hard work.
I have tremendous respect. I saw them the other night at this Williams and Families event.
Yeah. Oh, did you go to that?
Oh, yes. And I wrote about it for the Epic Times briefly. But the people who are running for school board now get my tremendous respect. They are the true Americans.
They have a slate of 19 running for school board and for county commission in Williamson County.
Yeah.
This is what Americans should do.
Absolutely.
If you don't like what the school board is doing, run for school board yourself.
Oh, you know, Tip O'Neill was right years ago. All politics is local.
Yeah.
Because if you want to overcome the Bill Gates of the world and the Great Reset and all the horrible mm-hmm. stuff you hear about on the Glenn Beck Show and other mm-hmm. places, and it certainly is horrible, the way to start is local.
Absolutely.
Really. I mean, it's the only place to start.
Well, and just so you know, as you know, we, the Star News Network, and Stephen K. Bannon's War Room have announced a strategic partnership.
Yes, I heard.
He's got a fourth hour of his War Room program on radio at the John Fredericks Radio Network. And also, they're not carrying out Real America's Voice, but you can get it on Rumble and Getter and other outlets. But he's focused on, and it's really quite good because it focuses on key swing states, key swing congressional districts. But what they've been talking about there is the importance of the precinct strategy. Our friend Dan Schultz, an attorney from Arizona, said, look, to be a precinct committeeman means you're getting out the vote. Right now in the Republican Party, 50% of those slots are empty. So run for it, and that's what you can do.
You know, speaking of empty slots, the Attorney General of Nashville, they're not running a Republican.
Yeah, the district attorney.
Yeah, district attorney, excuse me. And how ridiculous is that in a society where crime is rampant?
Yeah, I have no answer to that.
That's a failure of amazing sort. And hello, Scott Golden. What are you guys doing?
Well, and it would also be the Davidson County Republican.
Yeah,
we'll get Jim Garrett on. He's the chairman. But I think you're right. You got to show up.
I know Jim Garrett's a nice guy, but they got to get
You got to get a candidate to run.
A good one.
Yeah.
And a good one.
Now, go ahead.
Now, like some of the people in Williamson were very good you know, and one of them was, by the way, Doc Halliday.
What a great name.
Yes. Well, it is the fourth cousin of the original Doc
Halliday.
Well,
there you go.
And
there
he's very much alive as opposed to the original
the other one,
Doc who bought it at the OK Corral.
Let's talk about this. You know, we've said many a time that the Tennessee is the greatest state in the country. By far, in my view, for any number of reasons. And part of it has to do with I love the fact that we have a part-time state legislature, and that state legislators, you know, they do their normal jobs, and they come back. They're closer to us than they are in the big states, mostly blue states, where the state legislature, it's a full-time gig.
Yeah.
So they're really not of the people, like California, New York.
Well, those places are so big, too, that it becomes totally lost. I mean, I live there. But
so, Roger, you had an excellent adventure the other day.
Yeah,
went up to the Capitol. Tell us about that.
Well, the Cordell Hull Building. I went down there because the Epoch Times people wanted me to go down because one of the heroes of the Epoch Times, and everybody's hero, in my book, Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA technology of the famous shots, who has warned us against the dangers of them now. Well, ironically, Dr. Malone didn't testify that much because everybody was already on his side, I think. And two things transpired that shocked me. One is, get ready for this, the Senate is about, at least the committee already passed, and the General Assembly probably will, made ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine legal. I mean, all this time we've been told, oh, stay away from these things. They don't work. And all of a sudden, we're being told they do work. Well, of course, they do work. And the other thing that got passed is that acquired immunity or normal immunity now is equal to vaccine immunity. It's something we knew.
Pretty significant.
Yeah, something we knew. Oh, these are things we knew all along.
So did you go to a committee hearing up there?
I went to two committee hearings.
Tell us what that's like. For those in our listening audience who've never gone to a Tennessee state senate or state house hearing, just describe it. Paint a word picture about that experience
for
our audience.
First of all, a lot of people were there because these are hot-button issues to do with COVID, of course. But what happens is in the House and in the Senate, a member of the House or the Senate presents the bill, and the others discuss it and vote on it. It happens very fast, actually. So my impression was that people had pretty much decided how they were going to vote before this happened.
So it wasn't really a hearing. It was more perfunctory. It had been wired before.
Yeah, it's a little bit wired. You know, Malone was there with two other doctors to speak, but they spoke very, very briefly. So you had the impression that each person knew how he or she was going to vote.
Yeah,
frankly,
I think a lot of bills are like that.
Yeah, they're going through because they had so many on the docket. Frankly,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's the sausage is the sausage. What's the old expression of how the sausage is made?
You know? If you like sausage and legislation, don't watch how either of them are made.
Exactly. But, you know what you're saying about Tennessee being the greatest state and all that, you know, I don't know. Maybe it is.
Maybe.
I haven't. You've
Roger.
I've only lived in a couple of states.
Roger.
Okay. I've lived in New York. I've lived in California. And I've lived in Tennessee.
I've lived in those states. I've also lived in Texas, which is a great state.
You're one ahead of me.
And I lived in Virginia and Washington, D.C. and Ohio. That's where I've been around. More of the country, but of those, there's no question, it's Tennessee. Texas has a lot of good things for it, but it's so big and so flat.
Oh, yeah. No, Texas.
I have a problem with flat.
I do, too.
No, I like a landmark. Where am I? Oh, yeah. I can see that building. I know where
I
am.
You know, I think Woody Guthrie years ago had California nailed when he wrote that song, Do Re Mi. California is a garden of Eden, a paradise to live in and see.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't no fun if you don't got the mun, if you don't got the do-re-mi.
That's great.
One minute.
That's why we have the great Roger Simon on the show.
No, that's Woody Guthrie, not me. I mean, he was a leftist, but he was a smart one.
Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of leftists, just a note, Odessa Kelly, the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wannabe, running against Mark Green in the 7th Congressional District. Probably not going to have much luck, but she's going to raise a bit of money, and that will be interesting to watch. Her big issue, LGBTQ rights. Of course, you know, hates guns, hates anything about energy independence. So
you
it's
know,
gonna be hard.
What's interesting to me about the LGBTQ rights is I've always favored gay marriage. It's okay with me. In fact, I don't think the government should be involved in marriage at all. I think it should be civil unions. But yes.
Well, on that note, we will take a break. We'll come back with News Potpourri. This is the Tennessee Star Report. He's Roger Simon. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.